about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking in the previous hour about this little girl who had won the case where she was banned from the girls' bathroom. She's a 6-year-old transgender girl who had been banned from her first grade bathroom and had won a statewide legal case in Colorado that may now extend to other states. And we were starting to talk about the implications of this. And some of you had been on the line, and some of you couldn't wait till we started the next hour of the show. But there were many questions. What happens if another kid tries to fake it to get into the kid's bathroom? How do you explain to your child why the child next to you has a different body part than you do? Are there going to be urinals in the bathroom? I don't know where this is going, but to recap, Coy Mathis, a cute little 6-year-old girl, apparently was born as a male within triplets. And the school had last December said, look, she can use the staff bathroom, she could use the nurse's bathroom, but she can't go into the girls' bathroom as of December. Again, I don't know all the details of the case. Was it because certain body parts were becoming more known? Was it because other parents were getting concerned that their little girls could possibly be exposed to a penis at an age that they didn't want them to? I don't know. But when the school board had suggested alternative bathrooms for this child, the parents, Jeremy and Catherine Mathis, as well as the Transgender Legal and Defense Education Fund, filed a complaint with the Colorado Civil Rights Division. I don't know if it went to an actual lawsuit, but from what we understand, they had ruled that she should be able to use the girls' bathroom at the school. According to her parents, Coy behaved like a girl since she was 18 months old. When her brother Max was playing with dinosaurs, she was playing with Barbie dolls. By 4, she was telling her mother that something was wrong with her body. She's enrolled in Eagle Elementary School in Fountain, Colorado. She presented as a female, wore women's clothing. Her classmates and teachers used female pronouns to refer to her, etc. All right. I'm not sure the where. I'm trying to read where it happened. If some parents got concerned because, you know, something happened in the bathroom or somebody saw something, I'm not sure. From what I understand, I don't think that she is undergoing hormonal therapy or surgery yet. I guess she is so young, medical experts had advised that she does not go through the hormonal therapy, etc. All right, so if a school is going to be violating somebody's civil rights by not allowing them to be in the bathroom of which they are identifying, what other lawsuits is the school board open up to on the other side? If I was operating a school, I would probably have unisex bathrooms. And then I would have bathrooms where people that only had girl body parts go to, and boy bathrooms where there's only boy body parts. Now, granted, there are male pedophiles attacking little boys. I understand that can happen. And I understand there could be female pedophiles attacking females. But currently, and for centuries, the females and the males have been separated because of confusion of body parts and etc. Are we, though, with this ruling now moving to a point where our kids need to see the differences and need to be around other people that have other body parts? And then if that's the case, is there an argument for there to be no boys and girls room, but just all unisex? Or is the minority the people who want to have a private girls' bathroom. So there's a majority unisex bathroom where everybody can go into it, and anybody who really wants to have privacy and not be with somebody of a different genotype, they get to have their, they get to be of their own bathroom. I'm not sure how schools handle that. I also don't know how schools handle if an eighth grade boy who identifies himself as transgender needs to run into the bathroom. I mean, even me as a grown-up, okay, I mean, even me as a grown-up, if I'm walking to conferences and I gotta pee, and I'm in the first grade area, I will run into the girls' bathroom. And I will use the first grade bathroom. Those toilets are so low to the ground, I don't know how my knees allow me to get back off the toilet seat, but I'm sure there's a lot of kids who'll help me get off the toilet seat if I need to. But then I run into the girls' bathroom, and then boom, I'm done. Wash my hands, go to the conference. I've run into so many bathrooms when I'm at school because, you know, I know the conference is going to be long and lengthy, and I told you so, and, you know, am I trying to hold back the giggles? I want to pee so I don't pee on myself in the middle of the conference. And so if an eighth grader who claims he's a transgender needs to dart into the girls' bathroom, is that going to be a problem? Now, somebody could say, no, this is only for the first graders. Well, somebody could say that eighth grade transgender's civil rights were violated because they wouldn't let him who is living as a her run into the first grade girl bathroom. This is where I'm confused. If the school is up for liability on one end, how is the school going to protect itself from liability of the other end? Are parents going to want their first grade girls going to the bathroom with an eighth grade boy in puberty who is identifying himself as transgender? Or what if that person could be faking it? You know, how do you decide? Now, a very, very, very scary case. Apparently, a family is furious because a woman died in the gym bathroom after a male employee wouldn't go in there because the boys are not allowed in the female bathrooms. Family claims it's his fault that she died because he wouldn't go in there. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Paul from Dallas writes, it shouldn't matter if boys and girls use the same school bathroom. Most kids grow up with brothers and sisters and see each other naked. Schools can't take on the expense of unisex bathrooms. They might as well just mix the two groups up. I don't know. I mean, because here's the thing. Again, I'm not bringing this up as a sociological issue. I'm bringing this up as a litigation issue. If the school had asked the for those of you kind of joining us late, we're talking about this little transgender girl, a beautiful thing who I guess was born as a boy, and the school had, by the time she was 6 years old, instructed that she use the staff bathroom facilities. By the way, the staff bathroom I always wanted to use. I remember getting kicked out of the staff bathroom. Staff bathroom had hairspray, had an endless supply of maxi pads, smelled nicer, and I wouldn't get beat up in the bathroom. I loved using the staff bathroom. So I guess what had happened is the school had said, look, you'll use the staff bathroom, the nurse's bathroom, okay, or you could use the bathroom of your gender, but you can't go into the girls' bathroom. And the family filed a civil rights suit and won. And some people are applauding this. Many people, albeit, okay, good for the little girl being able to go to the bathroom with the other little girls, but how does the school protect themselves or other businesses protect themselves from other liability? Okay? You know, this is where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. If parents do not want their children going to the bathroom with some, if parents of little girls don't want somebody going there with a penis, okay, in the, I mean, do they have a right to complain? Or are we in a society now where it really doesn't matter? These kids need to know that they're going to be going to the bathroom next to boys. They're going to have to know how to navigate in a bathroom with people of other genitalia, because remember, this is from a kid's point of view. Okay, as a doctor, I understand you have a transgender. Somebody feels like they've been in the wrong body. This little girl, Coy Mathis, always wanted to be a girl. All right, so I understand that. She dresses like a girl. She wants to go to the bathroom with her friends in the girl's bathroom. Let her do it. I get that. I get that. That makes sense. But how does the school protect himself from a suit on the other side? You know, or do we have to, as a society, start changing the way we do things? We allow urinals in girls' bathroom. Older transgender females who have penises and who have gone through puberty, are they allowed to jump in to a girl's bathroom if nature calls? All right, are there going to be suits on the other end? Now, we do know there are suits for boys going into girls' bathrooms. That has been an issue. Boys are never allowed to go into girls' bathrooms. Now, have I gone into boys' bathrooms? Yes. A lot of times accidentally. In fact, on the Dr. Dahlia Show cruise a couple years ago, I ran into the bathroom while waiting in line for the restaurant to open on the cruise ship. And I went into the bathroom. I peed. I walked out. I saw a urinal. And then another man walked into the bathroom. So I washed my hands and walked out. And as I walked out, the whole line of people waiting to get into the restaurant looked at me and go, I am such an idiot. Sorry, my bad. It wasn't that big a deal. I didn't feel unsafe. I don't think the men in there felt unsafe. I didn't see anybody. I didn't expose anybody's privacy, etc. But, I mean, are we supposed to be moving towards a society now where it's okay to see each other naked and it's okay to have mixed genitalia in the bathroom together? You know, like, the list, I don't know if I still have his email. Yeah, like Paul had said, most of us grow up with brothers and sisters and we see each other naked anyway. I mean, does it really matter? Does it, it doesn't matter. My problem is it must matter, because why have there been all these lawsuits and issues with men being in girls' bathrooms to begin with? Now, let's take a look at this case. They say a 22-year-old woman died in a New York gym bathroom after a male employee refused to go into the female's bathroom. Emily Hamlert, 22 years old, was slumped to the floor in the toilets of Planet Fitness following an early morning workout February 2012. The collapse in the locker room at Bayshore Gym was witnessed by another gym member, Stephanie Dick. Now, this is according to Mail Online. She said she heard a flush, then a thud. Okay, I saw a woman's arm drop to the floor and immediately a loud snoring sound. The witness ran to the front desk to get some help and spoke to gym employee Sean Higgins. He said he didn't know what to do because he wasn't allowed to go into the ladies' bathroom. He looked scared and confused. I mean, I'm hoping he had called 911 or something. She claimed Mr. Higgins said he was the only person working and that a girl was due to begin her shift, but not sure when. All right. And of course, the mother wants to know, why did anybody help her? Video footage from the gym obtained by the family lawyer shows Higgins eventually did pick up a phone, called 911 4.5 minutes after learning of her collapse. From what we understand, once the female employee came in, she immediately ran into the bathroom, checked the pulse, found it weak, did not perform CPR. The 22-year-old female was pronounced dead, Ms. Hamlin, at 6:03. Planet Fitness lawyer sent a letter to Mr. Chama saying the gym is not liable for her death. Now, why is that male employee so scared of going into the female locker room? Okay? I mean, you know, the precedences that are set. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. When you hear all these cases and what's been going on, I just feel completely confused. I have no idea what we're supposed to tell employees, what we're supposed to tell children, etc. Now, if there are strict rules that he cannot go into a female's bathroom because he could be accused of assault or something and there's no witnesses, then what he should have probably done is called 911 immediately. And then, you also wonder, you know, did the witness try to help the girl? I don't know. I don't know how this would even happen. I mean, for me as a doctor, I don't care. I'll run into a man's bathroom, a female bathroom. I don't care. I will start resuscitating. But this employee seems scared, manureless about going into a female restroom as a male. Why? What were the rules? What was so scary? What lawsuits have surrounded that such that he was scared to death to violate his job's rules? Again, I don't know why it took him so long to call 911, and the rules shouldn't have mattered when it comes to a life. But this is why this situation is extremely confusing. If boys are not supposed to be in the girls' bathroom, and people are dying over that, then is this new ruling with the transgender girl going to now change everything to the point where, you know what, boys and girls can be in the bathroom either way, nobody gets sued because of discrimination, nobody violates anybody's civil rights, and nobody gets sued for a person possibly dying because they are able to go into the girls' bathroom? The only thing is now we're going to see a whole slew of lawsuits of these people wanting privacy. And I don't know where we go from there. That, you know, it's a crazy case. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, somebody can say the boy was an absolute idiot. He should have run in there, should have started to perform CPR, should have called 911, started to perform CPR. But somebody could say, wait a second, he has no witness. She's on the ground, passed out. He's going over and touching her, opening up her shirt to start performing CPR. He could be in a slew of trouble. All right, well, then what I would suggest you do until everybody could figure out how to handle this boy-girl bathroom thing is you call 911 and you have 911 on the phone with you as your witness. And say, look, I'm going into the girls' bathroom because I'm being told that there could be somebody whose life is at stake. Can you stay on the line with me so nobody accuses me of doing something wrong? I mean, even though that's still not the best witness, you keep 911 on the phone with you during that time. I don't know, but until we figure out how to handle these lawsuits, we're going to have these stupid things happen where people are dying because people are afraid to go into the men's or the girls' bathroom. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dolly here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, Healthy colon means happy life.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Today's show is sponsored by Squatty Potty. I love my Squatty Potty. You guys got to get one. It's inexpensive and it's easy and it seriously helps you poop. All right. We had talked about Squatty Potty last week in full detail on how certain colonic positioning helps you poop. Please, guys, check it out. Go to squattypottystore.com, squatty with two T's, potty, T-T-Y, store.com, squattypotty.com as well, and set you up with that. You know, we're going to have the Dr. Dolly Alaskan cruise coming up soon, and, I mean, I almost want to pack it with me. You know, because whenever I'm on vacation, I have trouble pooping. You know, you kind of get constipated, et cetera. I'm a huge fan of Squatty Potty, so please check that out. It really does work. And, you know, I don't endorse a lot of products, right? I know there's a lot of products out there that, to me, don't make a lot of sense. This one really does. It does. So I'm a huge fan. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of you have been asking me which Pawn Stars I was on. What I decided to do was put the Pawn Stars episodes on YouTube under the Dr. Dahlia page. so that you could see the parts of the Pawn Stars. It was, I think, Dog Day Afternoon, Rick and Roll, Close But No Cigar. So they are on YouTube if you want to see the tonsillectomy that I sold, which we used to take out tonsils or sever tonsils back in the Civil War times, a syringe used to treat syphilis and gonorrhea of Civil War soldiers, as well as a tooth extractor from the 1800s. Pawn Stars did a phenomenal job, you know, with those shows, and I think you guys are going to learn a lot. So they are on YouTube. I guess just Google Pawn Stars and Dr. Dahlia, and it should hopefully set you up for that. All right, now, with the Supreme Court decision on affirmative action and Texas schools, one of you had asked me what's going on in California. Okay, first, what had happened with the Supreme Court with affirmative action in school admissions? Okay, from what we understand, the Supreme Court basically handed it back to the lower court, saying they need to kind of relook at it. Okay, so they didn't vote against affirmative action. They didn't uphold it. They said the schools need to do a better job, and the court needs to do a better job of scrutinizing what the colleges are doing when it comes to choosing race. Okay, as part of an admissions requirement. So it was a 7-1 decision. Elena Kagan had sat out on this one. The dissenting one was Ruth Ginsburg. But it was a 7-1 decision joined by both the conservatives and the liberals that tells the lower court to take another close look at the admissions policy at the University of Texas. Okay, so this court's opinion does not strike down the Texas plan or limit affirmative action, but it does say that judges should look skeptically at the admissions policies that give weight to race of some students. Now, Justice Anthony Kennedy, speaking for the court, said the justices in the past have permitted colleges and universities to pursue affirmative action to achieve diversity on campus, but he repeated that these policies should be narrow in their impact and must be justified in each instance as needed for diversity. I'm not sure what that means. Is it, well, we need... I don't understand what that means for diversity. So does it mean you can't just say you're 20-30% of a certain minority or ethnicity? Each person has to be adding to the diversity, like they're a music major versus a business major. I'm not sure. I mean, admissions policies, like, for example, for medical school. My medical school did want a diverse group, but it wasn't a diverse ethnic group. It was diverse in that many people that apply to medical school are biology majors and science majors. Well, they loved the fact that they had a Spanish major or a music major. You don't get a lot of those, which is why I tell students when they're applying for medical school, you know, sometimes taking the road less traveled makes you stand out. True, you still need your core requirements with your sciences, etc. But if you majored in criminal justice, all right, you may stand out. As long as you got good grades in the sciences, that school may be like, this is going to increase our diversity. You see what I mean? So I'm wondering if that's what he means with that. I'm not sure. The federal judges had upheld the university's policy, but the Supreme Court reversed those rulings and told the lower courts to take another look at the Texas plan. I think the student who had originally started the case has gone to the University of Louisiana instead. Okay, so now what has gone on in California? Well, I guess in California, there has been a California ban on racial preferences in admissions for over 17 years. They say in the beginning, Proposition 209 back in 1996, okay, had not allowed California universities to racially profile students to allow their admission. They said in the way beginning, the black and Latino students dropped steeply at UCLA and UC Berkeley for a few years, but the numbers have rebounded more recently. They've never returned to the same numbers, according to the LA Times, but their numbers have improved. They said across the University of California's 9 undergraduate campuses overall, the enrollment of blacks has nearly recovered. Latinos' presence after a temporary dip has grown beyond its pre-1996 peak, partly due because of the enormous increase in Latino populations in high schools. UC, they say, has adopted a series of measures to lawfully enroll a more diverse student body. These include boosting outreach to high schools in low-income areas and widening admissions formulas. Financial aid was expanded, too. They say the undergraduate applications are also reviewed differently. They no longer rely solely on high school grades and standardized test scores, but now placing those in context of other students' talents, life challenges, and family income. So they say a student can now land a spot by being in the top 9% of his or her high school class as opposed to statewide. Yeah, getting into a UC school was very, very difficult. You know, even out of state, when I was even thinking about going to California, first my parents said, we can't even afford college, let alone California. Number two, they said, was you can't get in. It's only for the top students in the state. Well, back then in 1989, yeah, it was statewide. They got rid of that, and it was out of your high school class. So you're eligible if you're in the top 9% of your high school class. And they also dropped the requirement of having the two SAT tests because they say low-income and minority youth were more likely to skip or neglect. So, you know, California has been able to do it, although there's still, like I said, there's still some questions on how the financial aid is given. Is there more of a propensity towards financial aid given to one group versus another? I don't know. But they are able to do it without using race as a admitting factor. Now, it was discussed in the first hour how if whites are the minority, are going to soon be the minority, will whites benefit from affirmative action? I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that. Okay? Topic of affirmative action and the whole movement for that was because companies would not hire minorities decades ago. All right. And you'll still have some companies that may be racially charged. But now we're starting to see reverse discrimination where women will get the job over a man. A slim person will get the job over an obese person. Good looking people getting hired over not good-looking people. Non-smokers getting hired over smokers. Affirmative action may need to then change to prevent discrimination on all levels, but I don't know if it's going to go away. And that's what we predicted with the Supreme Court. Supreme Court would not get rid of affirmative action. They just said, okay, we got to kind of look at it closer. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. The special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so another Supreme Court ruling has ruled that we cannot sue generic drug makers if we have a problem with a medication or an adverse event of a medication that ended up being generic. Now, this I thought was always in play, but I guess a 5-4 decision today tossed out a $21 million jury verdict in favor of a New Hampshire woman who had suffered toxic epidermal necrolysis, or TEN, after taking a generic form of an anti-inflammatory. She lost most of the skin on her body, nearly blinded, when she took a generic medication to relieve shoulder pain. Now, all right, the Supreme Court is allowing the protection of generic drugs, and they have allowed, because, again, the reason why generic drugs are so cheap is because they don't have to go through all the scrutiny and all the testing that the brand name does. You see, how it works is the brand name drug has to spend the millions upon millions of dollars to get the drug approved by the FDA. They have to show the safety data. They have to prove to the FDA that it's safe. Although all medicines have this potential to do the toxic epidermal necrolysis. Remember that little kid that took some Motrin over the counter over Thanksgiving a few years back and then lost all the skin on her body? Okay, I mean, even Motrin could do it. Ibuprofen over the counter. Any medication has that ability. Okay, where it just reacts with the body. It's some scary, scary stuff. So how the system works is the brand name company is the one that takes on all the liability and spends the millions upon millions of dollars proving that it's safe. Then the medicine is supposed to be protected by patent. So the brand name company could try to make some of the money back, and they usually do, on the big whopping drugs like Zoloft and Viagra and Lipitor, etc. Once it goes off patent, the brand name drug, unless people ask for brand name specifically, the brand name pharmaceutical company starts losing a lot of money. But the drugs are now out there and generic. Okay? A generic company can charge as little as possible for the drug because they never did the work to create the original brand. So they don't have the money like a pharmaceutical company does because now they're in competition with the other generic drugs. And government wants generic drugs to still keep doing the cheap sales of these medications because it helps keep the healthcare system going. But in exchange, they can't be sued or held liable if the drug in generic form causes damages. Because if they are going to be held liable, then they need to start retesting the drug. They need to then come up with their own safety data. That's going to cost millions of dollars, and then they're not going to be selling the pill for $4. They're going to be selling the pill for $40. So in order to allow generics to keep the price down, they aren't forced to restudy a drug that's already been out on the market for 10, 15, 20 years, and they're free from liability. Now, how does this affect you all? Well, if you have an adverse event with a brand name drug, you could sue the brand name. Even if the drug is out on generic, if you are taking the generic form, but you're taking the brand form, you could sue. But if you took a generic form of the drug, you can't. That's what this Supreme Court ruling is saying. All right, now, that doesn't mean brand names are safer than generics. Okay, it doesn't imply that. Generics are pretty much the same medication. Okay? You know, they're selling the same version of the drug. It may have a different color to it, etc. But they can't start mixing and tinkering with it. Because if they do, they need to do the studies and they need to prove to the FDA. So where we're at now is, like I say, the more you ask for, the less you get. The more people want generics, okay, they'll get generics. Already the government is trying to squeeze on the patents, trying to squeeze on the profits pharmaceutical companies have. All right, so fine, pharmaceutical companies are going to make less drugs. Many of us are just going to have to rely on the current generics. Fine, that's great, that's what we wanted. We get to save money, we don't have to spend $100 a prescription, yeehaw. But the more you ask for, the less you get. Okay, now we can't sue if something goes wrong. Because if we did sue, then that generic company would be all out of business. The generic company would probably file bankruptcy. The generic company couldn't handle a lawsuit on a drug that had been out for years by the brand name. Because all they're making is $4 a prescription. You see? Now, 80% of the prescriptions written in this country are for generic drugs. the patient had taken Sulindac. Sulindac is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug at the direction of her doctor, and she had a rare but severe reaction. The skin on nearly two-thirds of her body burned away. She spent more than 2 months in a burn unit of a Boston hospital, was left with permanent injuries. Bartlett's lawyers argued that Sulindac was more likely than other similar pain relievers to cause the severe reaction, known as toxic epidermal necrolysis. The FDA had approved that Clinoril, the brand name drug, is safe and effective, and the generic maker was selling a version of the same drug. But like I said, over-the-counter Motrin has been known to do it. I mean, we any of these brands, any medication could do this to you. Did they sue the doctor? I'm not sure. Again, another reason why doctors may not want to give anybody any medication. They may say, you want to know what? I'm not prescribing it. You just go and get the medication on your own. You go choose an anti-inflammatory over the counter. I mean, that it stinks. I mean, things happen. And also, you as a patient, you want to know that what you're putting into your body is safe. You want to know that you're not going to be possibly disfigured or possibly risk dying because you swallowed one pill. I get that. I mean, this is some scary stuff. Very scary. But that was one of the other Supreme Court decisions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Is it just me, or is everybody just kind of getting fed up with all these suits? And, you know, where do you go from here? To me, these suits leave us more confused. You know, does this mean patients are going to say, look, I want to be able to have financial recourse, so then don't give me a generic. I want to only buy prescription so then I could turn around and sue if something goes wrong. Do you think the generic market is going to be hit because of this? You know, there was a person who had committed suicide in Las Vegas. I know the attorney. He's actually suing Ambien because a couple days before this gentleman committed suicide, the gentleman had taken Ambien for sleep, brand name. And people were discussing, thank heavens the guy had bought brand name because now he could sue. I mean, I wonder how, sometimes it's a very delicate balance, like the delicate balance of nature. You know, I have all these sugar ants. I want to get rid of the sugar ants, but I understand if I get rid of the sugar ants, there could be ripples among nature, but still, get these sugar ants out of my house, you know, for crying out loud. Same thing with generics, etc. And brand name. If people start moving to them, I just want to do brand names so I can sue. All right? It all affects the system. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.